Hello, it's Monday, October the 18th, and we are in Isaiah 55, and we're going to slow down a little because Isaiah tells us a lot of very wonderful things that we should probably pause. And today we're going to look at verses 8 and 9, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. And when you think about God, and I mean the Christian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we almost always conceive of him in finite terms, because it's almost impossible for us to imagine what infinity looks like. That God is everywhere, that God is all powerful, that God knows everything that it's possible to know. And those are biblical ideas, they're biblical concepts, but they're very difficult to conceive in your mind. So Isaiah tells his readers, my thoughts, and he's speaking now on behalf of God, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And Isaiah is thinking about providence, God's ways, the things that God does in our lives, in our personal lives, in the life of our community, in the life of a nation, for example. And God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we can do one or two things. We can worry and vent when things aren't happening the way we think they should happen. Or we can commit them quietly to God and say he knows best. He knows what he is doing. He knows the end from the beginning. It was a lesson that Job needed to learn in his own personal life. He was angry, frustrated by what God had done in his life. But God has to calm him down in the closing chapters with a great vision of his majesty and greatness. And basically saying to Job, it's not important that you understand what I'm doing. It's important that I understand and that you trust me. So this is the thought for today. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Well, we'll pick it up in verse 10 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.